You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Narendra Modi was on Sunday sworn in as the Prime Minister of India for the third time in a row at the grand swearing-in ceremony inside Rashtrapati Bhavan's compound. 30 cabinet ministers, 36 ministers of state, 5 ministers of state, independent charge, also took oath of office. Apart from several BJP stalwarts, including Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah, a host of BJP's allies were inducted as cabinet ministers in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first-ever coalition government. At least 9, including a child, were killed and 33 others injured after armed terrorists opened fire at a bus carrying pilgrims in Jammu and Kashmir's Reisi district. Police said the bus was ferrying pilgrims from Shiv Khori Cave Shrine to Katra in Reisi district and came under attack in Teriyath village in Poni area of Reisi district, bordering Rajouri district, at about 6:10 p.m. Due to the attack, the driver of the bus lost control and the bus fell into a deep gorge near Kanda area of Poni. It's a clear case of terror attack. The area has been sanitized and a search operation has been launched, the police said. A fire broke out at the BJP office in Madhya Pradesh, Indore during celebrations marking PM Modi's third term in office. The incident took place at 9:15 p.m. on 9 June, coinciding with the oath-taking ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his cabinet ministers at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi. According to the police, while the BJP workers were celebrating under the BJP office with fireworks, one of the rockets or firecrackers ignited a fire on the top floor of the office, the fourth floor. Pakistan came close to ending their World Cup hoodoo against India, but in the end, the result was one that everyone expected. Rohit Sharma and his boys emerged toppers of Group A after India held their nerves and brilliantly defended 119 to pick up a narrow 6-run win in a low-scoring thriller at New York's Nassau County Stadium on Sunday. Naseem Shah, who was left with an improbable task of getting 16 off the last 3 balls, swung his bat to the best of his might, but it wasn't to be. Naseem couldn't get the job done, with disappointment rolling down his cheeks in the form of tears. He would be seen trying to hide them, despite Shaheen Afridi wrapping his arms around him and India captain Rohit patting him on the back for his efforts. The stir around Zeenat Aman's OTT debut series Showstopper refuses to die down. Now, we have heard that the showmakers have taken a legal action against actor Digangana Suryavanshi by filing a complaint against her for defrauding the team. This comes just days after there were rumors around the show facing financial crunch. We have learned that MH Films, the production house behind the show, has filed a police complaint against Digangana, alleging cheating and criminal breach of trust under IPC Section 420 and Section 406. According to the complaint, Digangana falsely claimed to secure actor Akshay Kumar and his company as presenters for the project.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.